Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You never know who walks in the door. And you never know who you're going to get a chance to have sit down at the microphone and talk to you. Remember a couple weeks ago, we had Hanford Dixon stop by.
Yeah,
we had Josh Cribbs stop by.
Yeah.
Now, stopping by, former Indians pitcher Chasen Stanford.
Good afternoon.
Stanny is in the
morning,
house.
I guess, right? It's still morning here.
How are you, man?
We're good. How's everybody doing here?
I feel like we're doing good. Tribe time.
We're good.
2003, it's tribe time.
There it is.
That was late night, though.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we were awake then. That's right. A good point. Why aren't you managing? Everybody else you're playing with is Brady's managing.
Brady's a manager?
I guess I'm not that good. I'm better sitting on the couch saying how it goes, right?
No. But isn't that what a manager does?
I'm surprised at how
many
of the guys...
Come on, pinch hit here. What are you doing? It's the same thing.
I will say, though, it's awesome to see a lot of the guys back in the game.
It's amazing.
Look at Grady's story, though, right now, right? I mean, what, last year or the year before, he's being paid $15 an hour to be an intern. And now all of a sudden he's managing a team that's extremely good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nowhere to go but better.
Right, straight up.
They might want their money back on the $15 an hour.
Right. The Guardians looked like an unlikely first place team at the beginning of the season. And I didn't count them out, but I thought, okay, not sure how this team's going to win. How has this team won?
I think it's putting a lot of pieces together. Steven has done a really nice job setting that lineup, even though you don't have the everyday household names. You know, you can go look at the New York Yankees, all stars up and down.
And you know who's in the lineup.
Right, very much so, yeah. Right? But you look at the Guardians right now, and yesterday they pieced it together. They put up two runs. They executed the small ball portion of it. You know, infield in, they get a fly ball into short right field, and they score a run. And that's all that they needed yesterday. But the cool thing about it is the moment that the game gets tight, Steven and Carl do a really nice job of saying, okay, our bullpen is ready, and it's the best bullpen in baseball.
And let's not hesitate. Like yesterday.
And they don't hesitate. Yesterday, Ben Lively looks great through five, gets two men on base. Well, you'd let him go, right? Nope. Boom. Out. Bring in the bullpen. Just what you're talking about, Jason.
Very much so. I think that's the thing where analytics comes into play now. Back in the early 2000s and even late 2000s, you didn't have all the analytical numbers. Now you do, of saying, if you go through the lineup three times, you're probably going to struggle. And Lively did a very nice job of pitching ahead, pitching a contact, and doing a good job.
You talked about Carl Willis for a second. You got, you know, Brad Goldberg's out in the bullpen now, who's, you know, worked his way all the way up the system after pitching for the White Sox. How have they been able to do it with this bullpen? And how we know Carl from this outside world. You know Carl from the inside world. How has Carl affected what we're watching with that bullpen?
Well, Carl's been in the organization for a long time. You know, he left for a little bit and went with Eric Wedge out west, and then, you know, he comes back and he's with Terry. What he does a really good job of is understanding each player's strengths. That's what he does a really nice job of. And watching the game yesterday, I was at the game yesterday, and watching these guys, they attack the strike zone. They don't give in either, though. You know, these guys have strong fastballs. They have good secondary pitches, but they don't give in, and they make sure that the hitters are hitting their pitches and not allowing the hitters to stay balanced.
Former Indians pitcher Chasen Stanford in studio with us. At the beginning of the year, your rotation looked one way. Now your rotation looks completely different. You have Tanner Bibee, and he's it. That's stunning. I mean, teams don't lose four of their five starters at the beginning of the season and sit in first place and be ready to make a playoff run.
No, not even close. I think if you were to go back and say you're going to lose four of your five guys in the rotation and still be in first place,
yeah,
and still be in first place by four or five games, though, right now. It's not like it's a one-game or half-game lead. You know, they've established, and you look at it, they start to bend, and it's like, oh, they lost a game, they lost two games. But they don't lose 3, 4, 5 games in a row, and I think that's been huge too. But the guys that have stepped up in the rotation have done a very nice job. Same thing, establishing the strike zone, pitching to contact when they need to, and getting the defense to play the way they need to.
Just kind of talk about how they've been able to find a rotation. You know, they walked into the season where you thought it was going to be totally different than it was, and then they've been able to kind of thrift shop their way through. They've been able to thrift shop their way through starting pitchers, but it's worked. I mean, why pay $50 for a t-shirt,
right? Ben Lively comes out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, you couldn't count on him. And then you get Matthew Boyd off of Tommy John and Cobb, who's injured.
Yeah, the only thing they're missing is Cantillo McLemore.
Comes up.
That's it. That's the only thing they're missing. How unlikely was that this was able to happen? And to the same situation, what kind of legs do you think these guys are going to have going in the playoffs?
Well, that's what scares me right now, is that, you know, you piece this rotation together, and can they get through September? That was the big question. They've done it so far. Can you get into the playoffs? And when you get in the playoffs, can you figure out a rotation that's going to get to the bullpen, because that's your strength right now? The starters are not your strength. They've done what they need to do to make it happen so far. But yeah, that's the scary scenario right now, is when you get in the playoffs, you're playing the best of the best. You have rotations. You have all the analytics that play into it. You know, and it is, anything is going to be micronized to say, if you make one mistake, do you win the series or lose the series because of that mistake?
Last baseball thought before we turn to the Browns. I want to hear your thoughts on the Browns. Does this team have the offense to win in the playoffs?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I would think not, except they've not had the offense to win this year, and they've won this year.
So everybody's going to say, well, you don't have the strong thump to win in the playoffs. But if you are able to play small ball, if you're able to use your strengths to your advantage, so stealing bases in a timely manner, yes, they do have the offense to win. You can win 1-0 because the pitching rotation, the bullpen can put you on their back and do that, and especially in a short series. You're able to win those games in a short series. Yeah, the guards can do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, you were at the game yesterday, right?
Yes.
All right, so what was the crowd like yesterday? I always find it weird when the Browns and the Indians or Guardians are playing at the same time.
That's the difficult part. So I'm at the game yesterday. We're watching the game, excited. I have my kids there. They're excited because the Guardians are in first place. My son's telling me all the stats about every single player right now.
Does he know your stats?
No, he doesn't. Oh, he thinks that I never played.
Oh, are you serious?
You know, he makes fun of me all the time. He's like, Dad, you didn't play. He goes, it's not nowhere to be found.
Did he know you work for ESPN television too at one point? No, Do you need me to give him your life history?
Yes,
or what?
We need the little man to step in the office sometime and get him a schooling. But, you know, looking at it, I came in, we're sitting down in our seats. I was disappointed in the crowd yesterday.
Really?
With the guards. I would have expected a little bit more. The Rays, you know, the first two games, the Rays won, the guards come back, they win on Saturday, they win 2-0 yesterday. But I think a lot of it too, like you just said, the Browns, it's a Brown city, unfortunately, and it's a football city, and the fans love their Browns. You go to a guards game, they have football on some of the TVs in there, and I'm like, really, guys? Like, we're here to watch a baseball game and not a football game.
You were watching baseball yesterday. I know you're paying attention to football. The Browns won a game that was not a picturesque game, but you won a football game. As you watch Deshaun Watson play quarterback, and knowing what he did when he was in Houston, what goes through your head, Jason? And Jason Stanford joining us, former Indians pitcher.
So as a fan, I'm frustrated. You watch what he did in Houston. He comes back here. You know, everybody says, okay, he's hurt. He's trying to come back. And I can attest to coming back off of injury. It takes a little bit longer than expected. But at the same time, you're paying this gentleman all this money to do what he's supposed to be doing, and that's be an elite quarterback. You know, it'd be one thing if he wasn't an elite quarterback per se, but you watch yesterday and average at best, you know, a little over 50% in the throwing. No offensive touchdowns through the air. Yes, he ran one in. But when you look at a quarterback like that, you want him to stand out. And especially if you want this team to get over the hump and get to the next level of being in the category of a Buffalo Bills team, being in the category of a Miami Dolphins team, Ravens team, things like that, you need a guy to step up. And so far, in the first two games, I haven't seen it.
I don't want to run out of time because I want to ask you about this. Look, you decided to stay here in Northeast Ohio after you played for the Guardians, and now you've been doing all this stuff with Veterans VFR Foundation. How is that going? What's going on with that?
No, it's been great. I did opt to stay in the area. I love Northeast Ohio. And there's two things I love about Northeast Ohio besides sports. I love to hunt. I love to fish with my son. But I love the seasons. I didn't get the seasons growing up in Arizona. I had hot and hotter. So when you look at it that way, you know, I'm coming into probably my favorite season right now in the fall. I love football. I love sitting on the couch watching football and watching playoff baseball. But the VFR Foundation, veterans, first responders, I've been associated with this organization for the last 12 years. It just really came into fruition about 2.5-3 years ago where we've really started to step up and help all of our responders in Northeast Ohio. We're based out of Mentor. We actually have our annual golf outing coming up on Monday.
Oh, cool.
At Canterbury Golf Club. So we're excited about that. It's our third year of doing that. But our main objective is to help on the mental side. You know, the month of September, which I don't know if a lot of people know this, is Suicide Awareness Month. You know, so anytime that we talk about that these days, the mental health has really stepped into our play every day. And for us, it's a big issue. And we just want to make sure that we get back to the families in Northeast Ohio.
Great to have you stop in.
Oh, this was great. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Are there any spots open to play Monday?
Of course. There's always spots open.
All right. How do you find out more?
If you go to VFRfoundation.org,
okay.
You can look on there. We still have some opportunities for sponsors, for whole sponsors, but we do have one or two opportunities for a foursome.
Okay. Hop in if you want to play. It's Canterbury. It's not an easy course to get on.
And the last thing on that, so not only is it a foursome, we are adding a fifth golfer. It is a responder to every group.
Oh, cool.
You will get to golf with a responder. So if you guys are interested, ladies, if you're interested, come join us.
Awesome. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Stanford, former Indians pitcher, stopping in.
Always
saying
a pleasure.
Hi. Loving that.
All right, bring your kid in. I'll get him up to speed.
We'll do that. Tucker, you're coming in, son.
All right.
That's the way to go.